Blog Talk Radio.
Immediately following the words of encouragement,
Brother Griffin will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome. Thank you all for tuning in today. And first and foremost, we'll thank God for allowing us to see this another day. Today's lesson entitled, When Things Get Out of Hand, Remember the Shepherd. One of the basic instincts of human nature is to be in control. Take things in control, stay in control. But there are also the realities of life that we can't control everything. And from time to time, things seem to get out of hand. You may be running late for work. And then top of that, you get a disturbing phone call that your job is ending in this week. And before you can get to the job, you get a flat tire. And then also you get another phone call saying your son just got suspended from school. I mean, four tragedies less than 1 hour. I would like to think that something has gotten out of hand. And who can you call with in times like that? Not only does those things occur sometimes, but then again, you're waiting on the results from your examination you had from the doctor, and it's quite disturbing as well. And you say, well, my goodness, what shall I do? What can I do? Who can I call? What must take place next? What's my next move in my life? Because right now, things are out of hand. Things are out of control. What shall I do? Each of us, by nature, are also providers. As adults, you have families, children, you're not the provider. But there are times when your provision for others seems to not be measured up. And what can you do? Well, here's a writing of poetry in the Bible that I find most encouraging. Whenever I realize that things in my life are getting out of hand, I mean, come on, this is too much going on right now. I need a break. I need a time out, but I have to keep moving at the same time. Here's a song that's written to a shepherd or shepherds by a shepherd for the shepherd. But this same shepherd who it was written by and written to was also a sheep. You know, sometimes in church leadership, the paradox is sometimes the sheep are overseeing the shepherd. Yes, human nature shows that even those who serve in elder roles, shepherd roles, pastoral roles, from time to time, they need to be provided for. Their bones need mending. They need cared for. Well, who can shepherds, pastors, elders, preachers, ministers, evangelists, who can they go to when things seem to get out of hand? And I know this morning's audience is probably talking to those who are not in those capacities. But if you happen to be in the leadership role in any capacity, this lesson is for you. Because we as leaders, naturally, we want to keep things under control. We want to keep things under wraps. We want to keep a handle on things. But even we, from time to time, things seem to get away from us, get out of control, out of hand, and we want to bring those things back into control. Well, the shepherd says, in time of need, he needs to recognize, she needs to recognize, that I have someone to call on when things get out of hand. But I can't seem to control things as I normally, usually control things. When the money is short, the car is broke down, I'm on a time schedule, and others are relying upon me to come through, I can't seem to come through. No, not today, not right now. But what do? We call upon one who can provide us. The needs of our soul, our mind, our conscience, our focus, to help us calm down, to get our balance, to regain our composure so we can move forward. See, when you're tired, you're driving 15 hours on the road, your mind, whether you like it or not, it loses ability to reason, to configure, to concentrate, to meditate, to decide, to calculate as it normally does. In the Marine Corps, the last couple of nights before graduation, they put the Marines through the most rigorous exercise known to humankind, and that is deprivation of sleep. I mean, these guys, some call it hell night, hell day, or hell 24 hours, we're going to call it, but they don't sleep, and they are constantly moving and being driven and driven and driven and driven and driven until their bodies are moving, but their minds is a whole different perspective. David had gotten to that point as a leader. David was a warring king. David did things a leader shouldn't have done. But now he reflects, he remembers in his time of destitute who to call upon. And that's why David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He knew who he could get provisions from. He knew who was his great provider all through his life, as a young lad, as a young adult, and now as a king, as a leader of the nation of Israel. The Lord is, not could be, should be, possibly might be. Emphatically, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd is one who provides. A shepherd one who stands in and supports you when you can't support yourself. David realized this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Even though I feel self-deprived, I know someone who can provide for me the things of my soul's need. And that's why he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. There are times when we are tired and worn, and we're too tired to eat and too tired to even sleep. But he allows you to lay down. Sometimes you lay down, you don't get enough sleep because your mind is moving, thinking about how I'm going to overcome this challenge, where this money is going to come from, what I'm going to say to my husband, to my wife, or my child, what I'm going to do. And so you're lying down, but you just can't sleep. Where in this case, the shepherd allows you to lay down, and where your body can relax, your body can revive, your body can it has. And so the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. Sometimes our soul is just worn. Our spirit is torn. We have nowhere to go, no one to turn to. And we need a restoration. We need a revive. And so this is an analogy wherein sheep, from time to time, they would be abundantly in substance, and they would lie down, and they due to the abundance of the fur or the wool on their bodies, they had eaten so much grass, they had taken in so much substance that they were so full that they could not return themselves to the standing position. But this was a dangerous thing for them because their lungs filled. The lungs of sheep lie down inappropriately in an incapacitated manner. Their lungs began to fill with fluid. And so the shepherd would come and would massage the sheep's belly so the fluid could pass, the fluid could flow. And then he would restore him, turn them up back on their feet. Otherwise, the sheep would choke to death on his own vomit or his own fluid, body fluids. And so when it means restore my soul, that sheep will return back to its proper place. And so when we are down and out and we've lost control, the Lord has the capacity to return us, to restore us. We find this word restore in Galatians chapter 6. It says, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering ourselves, lest to also be tempted. We who are spiritual, mature, developed in the faith, we are to restore. Restore literally means the mending of the bone, putting it back into the proper place. It's a medical term. That's why we see it in the Psalms, and we see it here again in Galatians. And so we want to be back into proper place because things have gotten out of control. Things have gotten out of hand. Mentally, that's where it begins. If our mind will not conceive victory, the mind will not conceive control. If our minds will not allow to conceive being successful, we won't be successful. And so he restores my heart, my soul, my mind, my mental faculty, my reasoning abilities. He allowed me to think through this process. Sometimes we be broke. We don't have no one, seemingly have no one to call, no one we can get help from. But when we sit for a moment and our mind becomes rekindled, our thinking faculties get reignited, we think through most difficult dilemmas, and the answer has always been there. But when your mind get all fogged up and you become delirious and you can't think clear, you're doomed. But God, maybe he won't write you a personal check, a dump, $3,000 into your checking account. But your heart and your mind can be cleared up, and you can think of how to navigate your way out of difficult circumstances. You trust the God to deliver you, and your mind engages and it reignites till you can think and figure. And here it is. Oh, yes, this is what I need to do. And you come out on top. This is what many people experience every day. They continue to remember who the shepherd is. And the shepherd brings them through, gets them out, gets them straight, and returns. So when things are out of hand, remember the shepherd. May God bless you. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are and all that you shall ever be. We thank you for being the master of our life. We continually trust in you. When times get tough, going gets rough, we can call upon you because we affirm that you are our shepherd and we shall not want. You make us lie down in green pastures. You restore our soul. You lead us by still waters. And you are the only one that can help us through the dilemmas of our life. We praise your name daily and nightly and in the evening time because you are the great shepherd of our life. We pray for those on the call that they can remember that you are the one and the only one that can rescue the dying and perishing soul. We ask that you guide us today and keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. This will be our prayer today. In your son Christ's name, we ask it all. Let us all say amen.